The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Retold by F.H. Cornish.
Chapter 15. The Reward. But Tom and Becky were not lost forever. On Wednesday afternoon, they were home again. Tom was telling their story. Aunt Polly and Becky's parents and lots of friends were listening.
"And we saw the daylight coming through a hole," he said. "We got out through the hole. We were near the river. Some men came along the river in a boat, and we shouted to them."
Everybody was very happy. Becky and Tom were not hurt, but they were very tired and very hungry. They both slept for 2 days. It was 2 weeks after Tom and Becky escaped from the caves. Tom was talking to Judge Thatcher.
"Nobody will get lost in those caves again," said the judge.
"Why not?" said Tom.
2 weeks ago, we put a big piece of metal across the door."
"Oh," said Tom. His face was white.
"Tom," said Judge Thatcher. "Tom, are you all right?"
"Oh, Judge, Injun Joe is in the caves."
Judge Thatcher went to the caves with the sheriff. They took away the piece of metal from the door. They opened the door. Injun Joe was lying on the ground. He was dead. The two men found an old wooden box near Injun Joe's body, and in the box were gold coins, hundreds of gold coins. The judge and the sheriff took the box back to St. Petersburg. Tom and Huck told the story of the haunted house. Injun Joe had taken the gold coins from the haunted house to the caves.
"Give the money to Tom and Huck," said the sheriff. "Give them a reward."
So Tom and Huck were rich, and everybody was pleased with them. Judge Thatcher was pleased with Tom. Tom had saved the life of his daughter. Mrs. Douglas was pleased with Huck. Huck had saved her from Injun Joe. Tom was friends with Becky, and he often visited the Thatchers. Huck lived with Mrs. Douglas. He slept in a bed, and he wore clean clothes. But Huck did not like clean clothes and beds. He did not want to stay in St. Petersburg forever. One day, he got into a small boat and he went south. He traveled down the Mississippi River. But that is another story.